President Bush is preparing to release a plan designed to improve the economy. The president is expected to call for tax cuts amounting to hundreds of billions of dollars, and part of that plan may reduce the taxes that stockholders pay on dividends. The president will try to maneuver that plan through a Congress that is under full Republican control after last fall's elections. And in the next few minutes, we'll explore that shift in power. The leader of a smaller Democratic opposition is Senator Tom Daschle, who delivered a radio address today.
The president's idea of helping the economy seems to have centered around writing a special tax break for corporate dividends. The tax break the president is said to be proposing is the wrong idea, at the wrong time, to help the wrong people.
Congressman Jim Leach returns to Washington this week after surviving a fierce campaign for re-election. He's one of the most respected lawmakers in Congress, a Republican from Iowa, and he joins us now. Congressman, welcome.
Well, good to be with you, Steve.
You survived a surprisingly tough election in Iowa this past November. Democrats tried pretty hard to get rid of you. I wonder if it feels good to be back.
Well, I'm certainly appreciative to the voters of Iowa. This is a awkward kind of political circumstance. I hold a seat they consider one of the several most Democratic districts in the country that's held by a Republican, and so they contest certain seats relative to others. But that's the American way.
Congressman, as you may know, President Bush is talking about presenting an economic stimulus plan of some kind to the Congress in the coming week. We don't know the details of what will be in it, although it's presumed that more tax cuts may be on the way. There may be some other elements to this. I wonder what you think should be in such a package.
Well, the difference between the parties, in a sense, at the moment on Capitol Hill is that both parties concur with the notion of the need for some sort of stimulus. The Democratic side would probably lean towards more spending. The Republican side to more tax cuts. I think in a free market economy, the Republican case is stronger than the Democratic case in general. And then you come to the question of specifics of what a stimulus would be. And if it's a general stimulus, I think you've got a pretty compelling case. However, if it looks like it's a particular industry tax credit, it might look less credible. And my sense is that the more general the application of a potential tax cut, the more persuasive it's likely to be.
How does the continuing war on terrorism, the cost of that war, and the possibility of a war against Iraq affect what you realistically can and can't do?
Well, that is we used to say $64 question. Now we used to joke about a $64 million, then $1 billion.
You're in the bees.
That could be a $1 trillion question, not so much in the sense of what the cost of the war itself might be, and that might or might not hit the hundreds of billions. But what the consequences of a war will be, we don't know.
Does that mean that you can't do anything really big right now about the economy or about, say, health care? Do you just have to wait a few months and see which way the war goes, if there is a war?
Well, this is a time, at least for the next few months, that foreign policy will be almost certainly the dominant public policy issue for the next 3 to 6 months. And after that, we don't know.
I suppose your colleagues in Congress are still going to be thinking in very concrete terms in the next couple of years. What can be done about the economy? What can or should be done about taxes? What can be done regarding the war on terrorism and other wars that may be fought? What do you think that your fellow Republicans, controlling both houses of Congress now in the White House, can and should accomplish over the next couple of years?
Well, literally the most important issue is confidence and balance. Confidence in the sense that people have to respect the processes of governance, the processes of economic activity if they're going to invest in themselves and invest in the future. And then balance in the sense that America's always, as a society, been very averse to the extremes, and as a society, been more compassionate than otherwise. And so how you balance all the demands of whether it be national security with the demands of social security, with the demands of the aspiring young and the seeking of greater opportunity, involves not only philosophical questions, but very practical applications of general philosophy.
Congressman, one other question about the Republican Party. The Republican Party won a very large victory in November. You end up in complete control of both houses of Congress as well as the White House. Tremendous opportunity, I suppose, for your party. I wonder if it is a dangerous moment for your party as well.
I've never known a time period where something called hubris is less appropriate. This is a time period to think and act with the greatest degree of caution.
Jim Leach is a Republican congressman from Iowa. Congressman, thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Steve.